As we continue on South Bay Sunday, looking for a good read? Pick up Stinger by Diana Chambers. Diana's here to talk to us about it. And with today's headlines in Afghanistan and Pakistan and all over the Middle East, this is the book of the day. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Now, Afghanistan has been at the top, or at least bubbling under the headlines, for a decade or maybe two. And I understand we go way back with your interest in Afghanistan.
I've been traveling to India and South Asia for many years. I studied the history and the art. And when I first started writing this book, or even before I started writing this book, I really wanted something perhaps that would give me an excuse to go back. And at one time I was going to do something about a cache of jewels in a royal tomb. And then that led to me following the news of the day, which had to do with the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. This was in the early 80s. And I became really interested. Initially, everyone thought that it was a loss, that the Afghans would be rolled over like the other countries. And little by little, they stood up, and I was admiring them. And I was researching more, and I found some fabulous characters. And then the book sort of took shape based on that.
They're a tough people, aren't they?
They're very tough. They never give in.
They never give in.
They say that 100 years is a short time. So when it comes to getting what they want, they will bend, but they won't break.
Yeah. He who waits 100 years for revenge has little patience.
He who waits 100 years for vengeance has a short memory.
A short memory, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so that tells us a lot about the mess we're in the Middle East. But I don't want to really go there so much as I want to do a little chat about the book, because the book will take you there. And the title, Stinger, ties in so well with what's been going on there. You know, we all search for WMDs, and there are weapons over there left over from the 1980s that are pretty scary.
Well, Stinger, of course, refers to the shoulder-fired missile that the American and Middle Eastern allies covertly supplied to the Mujahideen, the Afghan Mujahideen, during their war of resistance in the 80s.
To point at the Russians.
Well, before, as I said, it appeared that they would really literally be slaughtered. They were being slaughtered, but the Soviets had a gunship that was virtually invincible, except it had a small area on the bottom side that could be targeted. About after 3 or 4 years, when the Stingers started arriving inside the country, that turned the tide, and they were able to bring down the first gunships, and then actually that led to the fall of the Soviet Union. So the ramifications were much more beyond this localized conflict.
I'm rolling my eyes because that puts us there. The fall of the Soviet Union, the events that have occurred since September 11th, 2001, puts the United States in much the same position as the Soviet Union was in the 1980s.
Well,
getting worn down by Afghanis and others in the Middle East.
When America first went in there, I think everyone agreed it was for a very legitimate reason. We were attacked. The perpetrator behind the attack was in hiding there.
Right.
Maybe still in hiding in that area.
Yeah.
And to have captured or eliminated him would have been a worthwhile goal. By dissipating our energies and focus, we may have missed that opportunity, and that has led, as you're saying, to a more extended involvement in that area.
Yeah.
And extended involvements in that area may not have a good outcome.
And the difference being also that we weren't really attacking Afghanistan. We were working within Afghanistan and with Afghanistan.
Well, it's a wonderful country, wonderful, hospitable people, great culture, very rich, music, poetry. In fact, my Masood, who is the moderate Afghan resistance leader in the book, based on a real character, Masood was the real character. My character, Jamal, is based on him. He's so real to me. He was a poet, spoke French, was educated, was well-traveled, very open to gradually opening his country up. He was assassinated 2 days before September 11th.
Wow.
By two suicide journalists came into a room just like this, interviewing him, and then they all blew up.
I remember reading about that.
Yeah. And
coincidence? Who knows?
Probably not. He would have been a really good U.S. ally.
So there we are in Afghanistan and in Pakistan researching the book Stinger. What did Diana Chambers learn about that region that she didn't know before as she was researching this book?
Well, we love mangoes. Best mangoes in the world. Food, wonderful food. Really, really, as I said, kind, hospitable people. Great sense of humor. I'm so fond of both Pakistan and India. Of course, as we know, their culture is so similar. Their clothing, their music, their movies. They were subject to a bitter divorce and partition after the British left the empire. One culture became Pakistan, one became India. Many Muslims still in India. In fact, I think it has one of the largest or the second largest Muslim populations in the world. In India, these countries are really very connected. Mm-hmm. And so I enjoyed spending more time with those people. And we had some really interesting adventures. We were taken to the Dara Gun Bazaar where another part of the culture is when the British tried to occupy Afghanistan, they found that their Lee Enfield rifles were always going missing. And so they decided to give sort of an unofficial license to the local gunsmiths to manufacture it as a knockoff and to stop stealing their own. So they had this longstanding tradition of making everything from a fountain pen gun to a big rocket. And we saw that carnival-like atmosphere that I describe. I have one of the scenes in the book takes place there where the KGB man and the CIA man are walking down the street discussing business, which I'm sure that has been happened more than once in the world.
Well, you had to be more comfortable, I would guess, in India than Afghanistan. But, you know, you reminded me of a Rudyard Kipling quote, which I'm going to take totally out of context and probably murder. But it was something about the burden of the white man in the Middle East is to spend his life not being laughed at.
Well, yeah. Westerners have really good intentions. You know, as bad as the British Empire was, it was one of the better empires in history. Mm-hmm. And I think they did have good intentions and they wanted to educate the people. And I think similarly, the Americans have really, really good intentions. I have another quote that I can mangle about when Americans like an elephant that goes in the room and just the swish of its good-natured tail will send everything flying.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see that.
So the Americans, aside from trying to get Bin Laden, did want to certainly help women, help children, education.
Let's talk about women in the Middle East and your experiences as a woman there. Was that a tough experience?
Well, I've traveled a lot since I was pretty young. I was hitchhiking around. I've traveled budget. I've traveled really in the low in contact with the people, and I never really had problems. I think I would think twice now about being on my own in some places. We were in one area, actually, where the earthquake took place in Pakistan, up the Karakoram Highway, where there were no women in sight, and the men all carried guns, and the vibe, as it were, was very unfriendly. Mm-hmm. I certainly would cover my head, and I always travel wearing long sleeves and pants and things like that.
So you make concessions to the customs?
You have to, and it's a matter of respect. And I think that there's something to be said for people studying the culture before there's a lot to be said for studying the culture before someone travels there.
It may be 100 years before that culture changes.
It'd be longer.
Well, we've only got a couple of minutes left. We want to hear about Stinger. I know it's a great adventure. It's set, as I said, in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Take us through it a little.
The book opens in Peshawar, which was attractive to me because it was like the Casablanca of the World War II, full of intrigue, spies, weapons dealers, a great cast of characters. our CIA man, who we will see again in the sequel to this book, The Company She Keeps, is unorthodox, as it were. We don't know why he's there. He's undercover, but there's other things going on. The American journalist, San Francisco journalist out to make the big scoop, is coming here also. She may have some other ulterior motives. We don't know about her either. Mm-hmm. Her Berkeley lover, Jamal, has been called back to his home, and with the Russian invasion, he is now in resistance. They both want to find him, as I said, for reasons which will be revealed in the book, and we then gradually move over the mountain passes into Afghanistan. We see areas that most Americans have never seen. We see places that may be like places Bin Laden is hiding now.
This is Casablanca-like.
Very much so. Very much so.
Do you really think that Bin Laden is still hiding in Afghanistan in the caves?
I think there's similar terrain in Pakistan. And the other than vengeance, which we discussed, the hospitality is the other main tenet of the Pashtuns, which is the Afghani tribes that is the prominent tribe. The Taliban is also of that tribe. Hospitality to the guest. When hospitality is requested, it is granted for as long as the person needs it.
Well, that's a 100-year tradition, too, or beyond.
Way beyond. All way right. beyond.
Stinger is a fascinating book. It's a great adventure.
And romantic.
And romantic.
Romantic triangle at the same time of all this techno stuff. And,
summer
and
read.
Everything.
For guys and women.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's a good thing. It begs for more. Will there be another one?
Well, interestingly, my second book that came out first, The Company She Keeps, as I said, follows our CIA officer into a whole new set of challenges, which takes him to Iran. Mm-hmm. This book also has another strong female character, and this is another good book that takes us to another hot spot of the world.
All right. Well, we could be keeping company with you soon. You're making an appearance somewhere.
Barnes & Noble in Campbell, Thursday evening, 7 p.m.
Barnes & Noble in Campbell.
September 14th, Thursday night.
Coming up Thursday night at Barnes & Noble in Campbell. And you'll be signing books and perhaps reading from Stinger?
Yes, yes. And taking questions, any more good questions that Sam forgot?
There'll be plenty of them. I wish we had more time. We'll always have Peshawar.
We'll always have Peshawar.
Diana Chambers, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Sam.
In the eve of 9/11's anniversary, Senior Emergency Planning Coordinator Miguel Gray explains the basics of being prepared for disaster. That's coming up next on South Bay Sunday.